Thor Tripp.
I like all those guys. I don't necessarily know if I love any of them.
Thor Tripp.
It's reminiscent of Bubba Watson.
Thor Tripp.
It's kind of a boring answer.
Yeah.
Thor Tripp.
But I'm certainly one of the bandwagon media members. Cause a trip bring me
late. All right, Thor. Certainly no shortage of things to discuss. good gosh. I want to start with Creighton and then work our way to Nebraska, if that's okay.
I like that.
I was surprised this morning to hear Andy Kindy tell Gary and Damon that he thought that Creighton going and checking him out in the gym yesterday and the media session and stuff didn't seem necessarily all that jazzed up to be in the NIT. Like, I feel like this is a really good opportunity for this team. Now, I know they had NCAA tournament aspirations, but this is in some ways, the NIT is like built for a team like Creighton. Like, the next 2 weeks are really important for Creighton, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would agree with that. We saw that, you know, a few years ago when, Kyrie Thomas was a freshman. And, you know, you saw what he did and that team was able to build and get better for the next season. Obviously played really well. But, you know, part of it is you have to kind of balance, you know, where this team has been. And, you know, they've shown flashes of being really good and being an NCAA tournament team. And I think they realize that. And, you know, for the most part, obviously, like, they're probably a year ahead of schedule from what, you know, most people expected and maybe, you know, what Coach Mack expected just as with some of the injuries and things they've had to battle. But at times, this team was absolutely an NCAA tournament caliber team. So I think the frustration is probably still there right now for those guys, not being able to reach a goal that they really – They had within reach. They were really basically probably, what, two wins away from being in the tournament. And then you lose a heartbreaker in the first round, and, okay, here's your ticket to the NIT. And they're just in a much different place than Nebraska's players right now in terms of getting into the NIT and what they, right. I think, are, you know, what their excitement level is about it. And you know, I can see that. The human element is a big part of sports. And you know, I think the fact that Creighton showed they could play at an NCAA caliber for a lot of the year and they didn't make it is probably leading into a lot of that.
What do you think is the most important aspect of the next couple of weeks? Is there one player? Is it just winning? Like, is there something that jumps out at you there?
Yeah, honestly, I think it's just winning.
Yeah.
I mean, this team has played really well, and they lost a tough game the other day when they didn't play their best to open the Big East tournament. And I think that, you know, trying to bounce back from that and just stay on this string of really, you know, good basketball that they played at the end of the season, I think that's kind of the key, because, you know, that's going to set the tone, like you said, for next year, because it's a young team. It's a group of guys that could do, I mean, this could, you know, this could very easily set the tone for Creighton's first Sweet 16 run next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this group is absolutely talented enough to do that. And so that's kind of where you have to balance. All right, guys, let's refocus. Let's be mature about this and take advantage of the postseason atmosphere, because, you know, you're getting a little bit of a taste of it. And then next year you can accomplish your goals a little bit more easily if you're able to kind of refocus on that mindset. So I think that, you know, it is a big few weeks. And I think there's no reason that this Creighton team can't beat anybody in the field,
right,
and win the NIT tournament. So that's kind of what needs to be the new goal. They need to let go of the disappointment of not reaching their ultimate goal this year.
Thor Tripp, KTV Sports. Okay, let's go to Nebraska real quick. Before we get to the Hoiberg stuff and maybe even the Butler game, give me your reaction as someone that is, I mean, obviously you've been in the media and doing what you do. You see how a lot of things are handled in terms of coaching changes and statements and whatnot. Like, how did last week all land to you with the statement and Moose not being in Chicago and all that?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people took that statement as a little bit more of a, you know, they didn't take it with as much context as I think they should have. I mean, essentially that statement was just to answer all media questions at once. I mean, instead of 12 media outlets coming out to say, hey, what's your status? Have you heard anything? Let's try and reach out to Moose and reach out to Miles and Mark Boehm and whoever else. Let's one time. And now we're done with it until we get to the NIT. And, you know, just because that's the statement that came out, doesn't mean that a decision hasn't been made either way already.
Right.
And it also doesn't mean that Miles hasn't been told about a decision either way already. So, you know, when you hear a guy say, you know, I feel like I've ran my race, you know, on BCM Junior, whatever it was last week at the tournament. To me, it feels like he has a sense and an idea of what's going on. Well, that's not based on anything from conversations with him, but that's just kind of the feel it gives off. So I think that's the interesting part about this, is that people are taking it so literally, like he hasn't made a decision or he'll do it based on if they make the NIT. I don't think that's the case. I think it was just a matter of trying to quell questions for a matter of about 48 hours.
Okay.
And going from there. So that's kind of where I come out on it. It's an interesting way to handle it.
Sure.
You know, it's kind of a statement that states he'll make another statement, which is weird. But and I get that on the surface, but I also think people are probably taking it a little more literally than it actually was intended to be.
Yeah, I just think, like, it maybe was there. No one was forcing him to make a statement. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't think if Miles wouldn't have said, "Hey, there's going to be a statement in 45 minutes," I don't think I was expecting I mean, it was Friday at like 4:30 in the afternoon. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't think I was expecting anything that day or over the weekend, because it's a weekend.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I think, you know, part of it though is also that, you know, it's something that has been done in the past. You know, except instead of a statement form, it was a tweet from Sean Eichhorst. So it's not like it's never happened. I mean, right after the game, you know, at the Big Ten tournament, you know, a few years ago, Eichhorst just tweeted, like, Miles is our coach, he's our guy, blah, blah, blah. And so this was, you know, essentially the same thing. It just was in official form. And, you know, I think a lot of it is just because they, you know, we're going to get questions from all angles about people. From people about what the job status is, what we're going to do. And I think that just having that ability to say, hey, let's take care of all this in one fell swoop and then move on and see where we're at. So
right.
I think they were confident they'd be in the NIT. Otherwise, I don't think that they would have even sent that statement, which seems counterintuitive probably. But I think they knew they were going to be in at that point and I felt good about it, so they could kind of address things more fully once Moose was kind of around again.
Right. Okay, I'm going to ask about Hoiberg and then this game tomorrow night. Fred Hoiberg, you know, it's, I guess for you, does it pass that smell test of being something that seems like legit to you? Because it kind of does to me.
I think so, absolutely. And I think it's the kind of name and the kind of track record and personality and just basketball IQ, the name recognition that you need to make a program into something. I mean, I think it's the kind of hire that gets people maybe excited, like, oh, Hoiberg, okay, he did this just down the road, and now, you know, then he took it to the NBA, and now, okay, he's going to come to Nebraska. That's great. And I think, you know, some people float names like Ty Lue out there. I don't see that. I don't see him as a college coach. Not that he couldn't do a good job, but I just think that Hoiberg has been through that and has had that success and has those ties to the state that you know, people know who he is and have seen his track record pay off, and I think that's the kind of splashy thing that you need,
right,
if you're looking to make a change,
right,
to make it happen.
Obviously, you know, you and I have watched Butler a lot because of covering Creighton and all that. You know, it's Butler's not great, but their two guards can guard Watson and Palmer, so that makes things interesting. How do you see tomorrow night? It's just so weird to assess, like, where's Nebraska's head at and all that. You know.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, you're right. Like, Nebraska, Butler's not great, but they can play great.
Yeah.
And so the matchup is, like, the interesting part for me because, you know, you got one guy who could really cause a lot of problems for you. Kamara is just, like, ridiculous when he wants to be.
Yeah, he's a good player.
On both ends of the floor. So when you think about the potential for disruption, he's similar to what a James Conner can do when he takes over. And I think they have very similar attributes in terms of the length and the long stride on the offensive side. Or defensively, you know, that's not necessarily what Palmer's trying to do, but
right,
especially with their depth down right now. But I do think that Nebraska's going to come out and I think they're going to play hard, man. I think they're going to play really well. I would be shocked if Nebraska lost that game just based on the sheer will and what we've seen out of them as of late.
Right.
I think they feel like they were as good or better than Wisconsin the other day, honestly.
Yeah,
and I think
absolutely.
They're frustrated that they didn't win that game because I think They know, and I honestly, I believe that they could have won that game too with what they did to Happ. They frustrated him, and he couldn't really do much. So, you know, I think that this is a team that is going to come out and play really well, and especially being at home with what we saw from Iowa the other day. I don't see this being a dud situation. I see this as being a team that said, "Hey, like, we might not have even been in contention for the NIT, and we made a run and turned it on and made it happen." So,
right.
Let's go out. This is our NCAA tournament. This is the postseason. We're planning on playing in the postseason, just not this tournament. But let's make it happen. And I think that people will really get behind this team in this home atmosphere, especially.
Door Trip, KTV Sports. Door, awesome stuff as always, man. Thank you.
You bet, brother. We'll see you later.
You got it. Door Trip, KTV Sports. This is interesting.
Do you want to take this now, or do you want to wait for the other guys?
Let's take a quick now. We'll take a quick now. Yeah. I saw this.
Nate's got a take.
So, Nate, you don't. Nate, this is Nate online, by the way. Nate, you don't like the Fred Hoiberg idea, huh?
This is stupid. Okay. It's just dumb. This whole Fred Hoiberg thing goes to the central issue with Nebraska basketball: a lack of identity. So tomorrow, if Mike Krzyzewski should retire at Duke, do you think that Duke is going to go hire Vince Carter? No, because Duke and North Carolina are rivals. This dude, I don't care that he was born in Lincoln. He told Lincoln to go screw off and went and played for Iowa State. And then when he was at Iowa State, he continued to just murder Nebraska every chance he got and torture us. And now we're going to hire a rival to come be our savior? This is insane. Nowhere else in college sports would you find something like this happening. Michigan State would not go hire Brady Hoke to go coach there. That was a Michigan guy. Nebraska's not going to go hire Bill McCartney to coach the Husker football team. Why are we going to go get a rival? This all goes to the lack of identity for this program. The people have forgotten when Devaney was rocking in the 90s, when we were actually a relevant program, ranked usually every year, beating ranked teams, playing in the tournament, even if we were losing, but we were there. We had the formations of a beautiful identity as a basketball program, and we've forgotten it. And then we act surprised when people like Andy Katz are like, well, you know, this is the ceiling for Nebraska basketball, and we get offended by it and upset by it. But Fred Hoiberg to Nebraska is a horrible idea. First of all, he hasn't won anything anywhere as a basketball coach.
Yeah, he did. He went to the Sweet 16. He won four NCAA tournament games in 4 years. And tell me, you realize that Fred Hoiberg, Nebraska was in the Big Ten when Hoiberg was at Iowa State. So it's like they didn't really like.
No, I'm talking about Fred Hoiberg as a player. I'm not a millennial. This is the stupidest idea ever. I'm not a huge Miles supporter. I liked him coming into this season, but the 7-game losing streak, he totally lost me. So if you want to fire Miles, that's fine. But you have to have a good plan. Miles is not a good plan.
You don't think Hoiberg is a, I mean.
No, I want no part of it. He is from Iowa State. I grew up literally.
So it doesn't. If you're not a Nebraska guy, if you competed against Nebraska at any time,
rival. If you're a rival, like Kansas State, not a Nebraska basketball rival. But if you played at Iowa State, Missouri, Kansas, you have no business. Like,
I don't think basketball
is fine, but no, there's no reason for this. And you wouldn't see this in a real basketball school. You would never get Georgetown to hire a Villanova guy, ever, for any reason.
I think if Georgetown could hire Jay Wright, if they could have hired Jay Wright a couple years ago, they'd have done it in a second, Nate.
They'd have done it in a second.
I think you're dead wrong, brother. Appreciate the phone call at 402-951-6020. Well, do I regret taking that call? I don't know. I guess I got to think about it for a little bit. Hey, John and Josh are sitting here. We'll get our crossover game right next.